U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the United States could impose sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin if the situation in Ukraine escalates. She added that such a step would not be taken soon. Meanwhile, Russia dismissed Washington's claims about imposing sanctions, calling them absurd. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has told his U.S. and German counterparts that Kiev must refrain from violence and abide by its obligations based on the agreement reached last week in Geneva. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called on Russia to take concrete steps to help implement the deal. Around 2,000 pro-Russia protesters have held a demonstration in support of an independence referendum in the eastern Ukrainian city of Luhansk. The crowd gathered around the city's security headquarters and chanted "Russia and referendum," pushing for a Crimea-style plebiscite on independence from Ukraine. Over 100 Muslims in the Central African Republic have been escorted away from the threat of violence in the capital, Bangui. A convoy guarded by French peacekeepers took them to a town effectively controlled by Seleka in the center of the country. Bahrainis have taken to the streets to protest against the Al-Khalifa regime's harsh crackdown on dissent. Demonstrators expressed their anger over the recent death of three anti-government protesters. The protests were held in the regions of Ali, Maqsa, Karbabad, and Ma'amir. Syria's foreign-backed opposition has dismissed as, quote, a farce, Damascus's decision to hold a presidential election on June the 3rd. The opposition has also called on the international community to reject the election. Syrian electoral rules make it unlikely that members of the opposition will participate in the proposed presidential election. Amnesty International says it is collecting evidence to prosecute Israeli leaders and soldiers at international fora. The human rights organization has expressed serious concern about Israel's illegal use of lethal and excessive force against Palestinians and others. Amnesty has asked Palestinian institutions to submit data about Israeli practices. The confirmed death toll from a capsized South Korean ferry has reached 104. About 200 people remain unaccounted for after nearly a week of search and rescue missions. The vessel was carrying 476 people, most of them schoolchildren, when it sank last Wednesday.